It's 24 past six. By the way, David Parker will join us after the headlines, talk us through those UK FTA negotiations. With me now, though, we have Frances Sweetman of Milford Asset Management. Hiya, Frances.
Hi, Heather.
Hey, good to talk to you. So, listen, we have got a rise in coronavirus cases in some parts of the US. We've got the new cluster of Beijing, and despite that, markets are rising again this week. So what is driving that?
Yes, markets have just ignored these new virus concerns. They're very focused on good news. So we have had US retail sales, which have been stronger than expected. And then the news that the US administration is preparing that $1 trillion infrastructure package. So that has buoyed markets. But fundamentally, we've just got huge amounts of government and central bank stimulus driving interest rates to historic lows. So there's a lot of money making its way into markets. The question is whether that can be sustained, particularly if the second wave of the virus in the US gathers steam and that economic data deteriorates when the initial bounce in activity post-lockdown fades away.
Now, back here, Frances, we've got another company taking advantage of these strong markets. We've got SkyCity raising $230 million today. Was that a surprise at this stage after the outbreak?
Actually, it wasn't. A raise has been mooted since lockdown, simply because the pressure on earnings with the borders closed and people staying at home. They've got two big projects to fund, including the convention centre in Auckland and debt to refinance. But what they've done is waited for a recovery in the share price before doing the raise. In fact, I think there's still a number of companies actually that could need equity if the economic environment, you know, deteriorates as many expect, because most companies are still concerned about the economic environment, particularly what it looks like in 3 to 6 months, and they might just want a bigger buffer of capital. So if markets stay strong, we might see more companies come and look for new equity.
Okay, so with SkyCity, it looks like the lenders were a driving force. Are they still seeing a lot of risk in the outlook?
Yeah, they are. So the debt holders have waived the covenant limits for the next 12 months, but that was subject to the business having to raise equity and suspending the dividend for that period of covenant relief. And that's because of that earnings uncertainty in the next 12 months. In fact, management said today they've been very pleased with the performance of the business since reopening on that domestic demand. But, I mean, let's be honest, this is a business whose earnings will be materially lower until the borders reopen. Mm. That's why they're cutting jobs to save $50 million of cost a year. You know, that outlook over the next 12 months or even potentially longer is still very uncertain. So the lenders are, you know, making sure that they have plenty of protection.
So what are the equity holders thinking? Was the raise well supported?
Well, we understand the raise actually was well supported. I don't think they're taking a different view to the banks. The investors are very aware of the near-term risks to the business, but I think some are just simply prepared to look through that near-term volatility and see the attractive entry point when you look further out into the future on that medium-term outlook when the borders are back open and the economy is sort of grown back to normal. That's actually been the case for a number of companies that have raised capital in the last few months. You look at the way Auckland Airport was very well supported despite the fact that the borders are going to be shut. That's simply investors taking that long-term view. The issue here is that you may be having to look through a couple of years of volatility and earnings risk. So, you know, it certainly is not for the faint-hearted.
Yeah, fair enough. Frances, so good to talk to you. Thanks so much. Frances Sweetman, Milford Asset Management.